Washington, it happens occasionally that one party controls both houses of Congress and the presidency. You know, we can go back to 2004 for the last time, I guess. And, well, no, I take that back, certainly, 2008. In Wisconsin, it seems to be historically a little more rare. And, well, you've got to go back about 50 years to find a Republican majority, at least, in the legislature that's as large as the one today.
For the Republicans, what are going to be the key issues from your take on it that will be coming up in the next sessions?
Well, in Congress, especially in the House of Representatives, one big key issue that I think you'll see right away is identifying a lot of President Obama's executive orders and agency rules that the Republicans want to repeal. And in the Senate, I think you'll see a lot of focus on investigating the Russian hacking of the DNC computers and any questions about Russian interference with the election. So I think the House and the Senate and Congress might be doing different things early on. But having said that, the House and the Senate are both going to focus on tax reform, corporate tax reform, and individual income tax reform. And so I think early on, maybe by early to mid-spring, we'll probably see the House and the Senate both debating very significant tax reform packages. And I bet those will be passed pretty quickly. For the Senate, again, there are about 100 outstanding or open federal judicial vacancies. So I would expect in early to mid-spring that the Trump administration will quickly try to fill those. And with a Republican-controlled Senate, that'll be fairly easy to do. And then, of course, there's the one open Supreme Court justiceship, too. So I would expect the Senate to devote some attention to that fairly quickly.
In the Wisconsin legislature, what types of issues are you seeing there?
Well, I think for the legislature, it sounds like one of the main things they're going to address quickly will be road funding and infrastructure. And I think it's going to be a big political debate about how to fund road projects. You know, some want to increase the gas tax, others do not. Some legislators are talking about putting in place toll roads and usage fees, and I don't know if that's going to fly either. So I think that'll be one of the most significant issues that's addressed early on, and that might take a while. That might be a fairly protracted debate. I think the General Assembly is also going to focus a lot on education funding and reforming the model on how public schools are funded. And it also sounds like there will be some significant changes debated for the DNR, too, and whether the DNR should be split into two or more smaller agencies and whether license fees and usage fees, like for hikers and bikers and paddlers, should be increased as well.
What's the role in both Congress and the legislature for Democrats? They're the minority party, but how do they get their thoughts forward?
In Congress, I think the Democrats in the House and the Senate will be most prominent in the committee and subcommittee structure. I think that will be especially true in the Senate. So, for instance, when President-elect Trump's appointees go up for Senate confirmation, you'll probably see Democrats in the appropriate reviewing committees taking a very vocal stance, probably in opposition to a lot of the nominees. And so at least in Congress, Democrats will be very vocal in their opposition to the Trump administration and to Republican policies. But, you know, Republicans have generally a large enough majority in both houses to push through a lot of the policies that they want to see. At the state level, it'll be about the same. It'll be more vocal opposition than anything else. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's important for the Democrats to show that they are a responsible opposition party, that they can put forth policy proposals that have a chance of working, perhaps, and that they are responsible and they will work towards bipartisanship. because our democracy right now thrives on a good two-party system. So the Democrats are just as important to that as the Republicans are.
The Democrats, what can they do to perhaps rebuild after a tough defeat in both the federal and state elections?
Well, at the federal level, at the state level, the Republicans showed that if you have a really good ground game, then you're going to pick up votes. And I just know in central Wisconsin, for example, Republican candidates were far more adept at getting out and meeting people and shaking hands than some Democratic candidates were. From my view, the Democrats need to focus on their ground game. They need to get out into communities, into rural areas, especially in Wisconsin, and they need to talk to people, and they need to get ideas from people. And one criticism against state Democrats now in this state and in other states is that the Democratic Party is so focused on Washington, whereas the Republicans clearly understand the importance of state-level governance.